I'm Amanda Alexander, the founding executive director of the Detroit Justice Center.
And I'm Casey Rocheteau, the communications manager of the Detroit Justice Center.
This is Freedom Dreams, the podcast where we believe another world is possible.
And we're talking to the people who are building it.
And today on Freedom Dreams, we're giving you a sneak peek of our first season that will bring you conversations with brilliant folks who inspire us, who we work alongside, and who embody the spirit of abolition as a project of creation. Folks who are reimagining everything from how we educate each other, how we feed ourselves and build resilient local food systems, to how we approach mental health.
And for those of you unfamiliar with the Detroit Justice Center, we're an abolitionist legal nonprofit in Detroit. And part of why it made sense for us to do an interview podcast is that everything we do depends upon conversations. We can't build or work in service to movements without building relationships and deeply listening to the concerns, demands, questions, and triumphs of our communities. So it's important for us to take this time, create an archive, reflect on people's work, and hope that it inspires other people along the way. Amanda, what would you say you hope people take away from this first season of Freedom Dreams?
I want people to understand that so much more is possible and that we can learn from the people who are already doing that work, who are already doing the hard work of creating a better world right now. There's so much talk out there about what needs to be torn down. There's talk about ending mass incarceration or abolishing police and immigration enforcement. And don't get me wrong, that is so important. We have to have clear demands about what needs to end now. But movement history also shows us, and wise elders and young people continue to show us all the time, that it's just as important to have an affirmative vision of what we're fighting for and the world that we are trying to create. If we put our attention on the vision of the world we want to live in, we can move toward it with joy and excitement, and that's contagious. Making a new world is about creating new ways of being, and we can learn from people who are already creating the solutions and communities we need. Casey, what kinds of conversations can people expect this season?
With this season, we're going to talk about everything from youth-led healing circles here in Detroit.
When you're united with more than like a group of people, and they're telling you, I go through that too, that's me too, I relate. It can help you get through it.
To the debt owed to Black farmers in this country.
Because if you can't get the loan on time, that means you can't get the seeds on time.
To how to close the city jail and build something community driven in its place.
Anything that a person may need, they can come in there and get that service in that same, in a central location downtown.
We talked to multiple organizers working to defund police and democratize city budgets.
This was a question that I had as a 16-year-old. How do I get the same feeling when I walk into my neighborhood grocery store, and I had a good neighborhood grocery store, how do I get the same feeling of welcome when I walk into City Hall?
We're going to hear from all kinds of incredible people about how they envision their work and what they hope their legacies will be. So, Amanda, the question we ask at the end of every one of our interviews is, what are your freedom dreams? And I want to hear what your freedom dreams are.
So I feel indebted to people 5 generations ago who were laser focused on getting free. They were not trying to reform slavery or reform Jim Crow. They wanted freedom. And I hope that our work helps movements to be bold and to demand everything that we need. Ultimately, my freedom dream is that we have remade every part of society so that it's possible for Black people, Indigenous people, trans people, all of us to have all of the elders that we're supposed to have, instead of losing people prematurely to things like police killings. I want us to have remade society so that we can just delight in watching each other grow old. I want a day when we can just have lives of ease and joy and be sitting on our rocking chairs on the porch and laughing together when we are all 80. Casey, what's your freedom dream?
Well, that's a tough act to follow. I think for me, I think about what I hope my work inspires other people to do is be as free as they possibly can be as joyful as they can be in whatever it is that they choose to do. And I hope that also there's I don't know if this is necessarily my work, but my freedom dream for everyone is that we decentralize this idea that productivity is the cachet of being a human being on this planet. Mm. And I do think, obviously, there's a lot of work to be done, but there's so much to be said for rest, for prioritizing one's health, for spending more time living your life and loving the people around you and laughing than there is feeling like you've got to accomplish the next big task or achieve some big goal or project. So yeah, I hope 100 years from now, we've somehow managed to end incarceration. I think for me, it's like end incarceration, stem the tide of global warming, and we're able to just be like playing in the ocean and eating popcorn, not worrying about every single day, right? Like there's so much that weighs on us. And I want that sort of, I think about, so I know I just said that almost jokingly as playing in the ocean, but like, think about it, unless you're deadly afraid of the ocean. For me, that's a space where like I get to be free. And it's like, there's no time where it's like, I'm in the ocean and I'm not smiling and happy and just like not thinking about all of these concerns. So for me, that's a big part of what I look for in the future. And I hope that my work inspires that in some way or another.
Thank you, Casey. I love this emphasis on practicing our freedom in the here and now. We are so excited for you all to hear our first season, and we hope you'll follow us on Instagram at Freedom Dreams Pod and visit our website, freedomdreamspodcast.org.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Freedom Dream Pod, singular dream. Listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love it if you dropped us a line on any of these platforms and tell us what your freedom dreams are.